Hey Lou,
What's up, Max?
can I not jokingly actually borrow sugar? Can I like borrow sugar from my neighbor?
For your neighbor?
Like for me?
From your neighbor?
You're my neighbor,
I am.
and I'm asking you for sugar.
You need sugar.
I actually need sugar.
For what?
For my house!
Go buy some.
Well, that was the thing. I was about to go after this, and I'm like, you know what's literally the most neighborly thing to do? Like, we are out of sugar, and we need sugar for to last us like a day or so, you know, like just through the night into the morning so everyone can have their tea and coffee and shit. And I was like, well, holy shit. I'm gonna ask for sugar like a neighbor. So, can I borrow some sugar? And like I don't need like a fucking thing of it, you know.
Didn't you do that when you were a child? Walk in someone's house and ask for sugar?
No, I've only seen that in movies. I've never done this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like you did this.
There's a chance that, no, I don't think so. The only time that sounds possible is maybe to Allen's, but I don't see that happening.
I swear I remember you doing this.
We have definitely borrowed things from Allen's family, but I don't think I've went over asking for sugar.
You didn't do it for like a quest or like to be cool.
Right, well, if I did, I don't remember. Point is, it's now we're here. Can I borrow sugar?
If you insist, so.
Oh, this doesn't sound confident. I don't.
If
Is it okay if I actually do?
I have some.
I was gonna ask, like, I don't know if you guys use sugar.
We bake all the time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I need like a I don't even know
Like
what.
a cup of sugar.
I guess, right? That's what people ask for, isn't it? It's appropriate sized.
Yeah, we'll see what goes down in the kitchen.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. Well, hey guys, this is Max and Lou episode 10. We've hit the double digits. We're high up there, huh?
Yes, I'm very psyched for this episode. It's been a long time coming.
It's actually pretty surprising. It's like you said, it's all moving real quick. Now, we're going up there, so.
It's already springtime, you know. We set the clocks back a few weeks ago, and now the weather's warming up, and everything really is starting to spring.
I'm not even gonna lie. What is it? Two more episodes, like after we record from this one, we're going to talk about Infinite. No, was it Endgame?
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited for that. That's far out there. But now we're here, and today we're gonna talk about a few things that we both have kind of a rough estimate to talk about. A little bit about Robinhood. Right, we should talk a little bit about the movie we have seen.
Yeah, we could do that.
And not sure if that's gonna last long, but we're gonna talk. I just need to hear from you because we have not spoken a word. I want to hear how you liked Into the Spider-Verse. And then I don't know, maybe some Easter shit. That's on my part. And I don't know. I have a little more planned. But from the start.
Huh?
From the heart. Me and you, it's Max and Lou. Let's talk about movies real quick. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, what'd you think?
It's weird because I thought it was going to be way more comedy.
Do you know his name, the main actor?
Yeah. Eggsy.
No, but for real.
Every time I see it, I know it's him. No, I don't.
Because we were just talking about him at dinner, because the movie Kingsman came up. And I don't remember his name because it's such a different name.
And I could be completely wrong. I think it's like Hiddleton.
I can't believe the whole time I thought that was Spider-Man.
Oh, you did? I forgot
Yeah,
that.
remember afterwards I was like, so like it's before after we filmed Spider-Man.
No, Tom Holland has not been in much, but he has stuff coming out. Who are we looking up? I don't even remember.
Eggsy.
Yeah, so just Kingsman. Because,
What did you think of the movie, though?
all right, like I said, I thought it was going to be funnier. That doesn't mean that it was worse than I thought it would be, though. I thought it was going to focus heavily on comedy just based on the trailer for some reason. They pulled a lot of jokes out for the trailer. But the action was better than I thought it'd be because I wasn't expecting so much like free running. There was a decent amount of that.
His name is Taron. Taron Egerton.
Egerton, not, I said like Hiltonton or something. But yeah, he's doing good right now. He's about to be in Rocket Man, which I don't know if you want to see, because I kind of don't. I'll wait on it. It looks good, though.
I thought Robin Hood was pretty cool. There was a...
You're like, fuck that movie. No, but yeah, like, what did you actually like about it?
Just, I don't know. It was pretty, like, it was a strange movie. It was definitely different, especially because, like, we caught on right away to the aspect that the wardrobe is not, like, it's purposely not accurate with the time period. It's a little fancy. I don't know how you
fantasy,
would say.
Fantasy, I guess. It's not
swag.
Yeah. The way that I think it was the set designers and the costume designers, they had a job that like didn't deal with anything else of the movie, which was, I want you to make 1/3 of this look like the correct timepiece, like Robin Hood era. I want you to make it 1/3 look like our time, like clothes that we're kind of used to, and then 1/3 like futuristic. And I don't even know how you can tell that to someone. I don't even know how that makes sense.
But it was cool. I was into it, and I liked how, like, for some reason there was like no guns in the... Was there guns at all? I don't think so. It was all just arrows and like really freaking strong arrows.
Yeah, because in the beginning it was like that catapult with those really big arrows, you know. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. Some of it seems a little bit rushed. I don't know if the movie had a big budget, but for what it was, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't lacking in much, but it didn't really... I wouldn't say that it could have been better, but it probably could have like had more, you know?
Yeah, like they focused heavily on the love aspect of like him and the girl, and then when he leaves, she marries someone else, and
which a lot of it was like kind of like corny, you know?
Yeah, like it's a love story.
It was like so typical, and like
the cool thing that I wasn't expecting is that from the start he was actually rich. You know, I wasn't expecting that, and then he becomes poor, and when he comes back, he has to like act rich and like get rich again, you know? Like, no, and I guess that was the whole thing, is that everyone knew him as being wealthy, so when he came back they just thought he was wealthy, and we were questioning how is nobody wondering how he gets his money. But I think it's because like he was royalty, they're just expecting him to have money. I don't know, that makes the most sense, because that confused me for a little bit. But I liked him as Robin Hood. I really liked Jamie Foxx. He fucking kicked ass, like in the beginning, when he was going all fucking wild. I don't know. He was a good motivator.
I give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Ooh. Yeah, I can't argue with that. I wouldn't want to give it an 8, even though it didn't really do much wrong. You're right. It's like, I don't know, it kind of felt dry. Like, they could have added more, either like focused more on one of its aspects, whether it was like, actually maybe not the love, take a little out of the love and like focus on the story a little bit more, focus on the action, focus on like, I don't know, plot, just like not them two the whole time, because like it was just kind of obvious. That's about it though. So yeah, solid.
Honestly, I'd like to watch it again, pick it apart again.
I don't know if I like it enough to see it a second time, I'll admit that. But we also saw Into the Spider-Verse, and I saw it in theaters, and I've been trying to get you to watch it, and I'm sure I talked like way too much hype for like how it is, but it's a really good movie.
Why did you try and get me to watch it?
Because I really liked it. For a cartoon movie, do you remember how it started? Like glitching out and shit?
Kinda, yeah.
And like, I don't even remember. I think Kevin was just like, okay, who just gave me acid? Because he's looking at the screen. He's like, and like, everything. It's like tripping out. And like, when it shows the, is it Paramount with the girl? Like, with like the fire. And then like glitches out and she becomes like a cowgirl and she's like shooting shit. Like, the whole beginning like puts you in the vibe kind of the movie. And, like, I don't know. It's such, like, a good movie, I think. Between story, the acting, the comedy, the action.
You like it?
All right, tell me. Was the story good?
I liked the movie. It was a good movie. I was into it. You know, I was into it. But when it was all said and done, the only thing that I think they could have done some more was a little bit more character development in each of the characters. And I thought there would be more Spider-Man in it. Those are, like, my only two serious complaints. But it was a decent movie. I feel like it just ended kind of quick, you know? There could have been more of a climax. I don't really remember how it ended, but it came to an end pretty easily, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it wasn't even supposed to be hard. It was about who was going to stay back. It was just more of, like, his responsibility of, like, wanting to bring them back so no one has to stay back and kill themselves. And, like, it kind of blew my mind that Peter B. Parker, the one who's, like, fat and, like, Mrs. Mary Jane and all that, he was suicidal. Like, he didn't say, like, oh, like, I'll stay back. Like, he wanted to die. Like, he actually didn't want to go back. So, like, that kind of freaked me out. I was, like, they were going with, like, how depressed he was and all that shit. And, like, oh, you didn't notice that?
Did that other Peter Parker just stay dead? I don't remember.
Yeah.
He just stays dead.
Yeah, that's the one from Miles' world, which is pretty much what happens in the Ultimate Comics. So, like, it follows it, in a sense.
That sucks, because there wasn't two Spider-Men for long. They didn't both, like, get to exist and kick ass together.
Yes, you're right, but he gets moved to our universe. So, like, he's gonna, because I don't know if you noticed, his Spider-Man was not our Spider-Man.
Oh, it's not?
His Spider-Man was blonde hair, blue-eyed Spider-Man. You saw him when he died, right? He looked completely different. That's not the Spider-Man we knew. Because, like, even, I don't know if you remember him being introduced in the beginning, he was talking about Christmas albums, he was talking about stuff that happened in the original movies. You remember, like, the Sam Raimi movies, like him doing the finger pointing and, like, him with the upside down kiss. But he was also talking about ice, like the ice pops that we have that look like him in our world. So, like, he wasn't our Spider-Man. You know what I mean? It's weird as shit.
Yeah, that movie I give also a solid 7.
Ooh, you don't think it was better?
Maybe an 8.
All right. Cause, like,
for a kid, it's probably like an 8.
Because, like, I think, I don't know if I'd give it a 9, but it's, I don't know, the music was fantastic. The acting, like, the voice acting was amazing.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I mean,
the visuals.
You convinced me. I'll give it an 8.
Because, like, that's my problem, is that, like, I'm not fanboying over it because it's Spider-Man, because, like, I thought it was going to be very different, and I'm happy that I liked it. Even though it wasn't Peter Parker, you know, like, it wasn't about the Spider-Man stuff as much. It was about him trying to, like, become who he's supposed to be, you know what,
like,
I mean?
Like, the whole thing with his uncle was super rushed, too, like...
Yeah, I was a little upset that they killed off the Prowler, just like that.
But it was alright. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, and what was it? In the new movies, like in Homecoming and in the one that's coming out, do you remember Donald Glover? Do you remember Childish Gambino being in it? So, like, he is the Prowler. I want that. I want to see that very soon. It's not going to be in this movie, apparently, but what was it? Far From Home? But I guess that's that.
All right, what else?
I mean, I have Easter facts.
Have you ever seen that movie that I sent you the picture of? Either of them?
What?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
What is that?
You've never seen it?
No.
It's like Clint Eastwood training a girl, like, boxing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, what about The 13th Warrior? Have you ever seen that shit?
That was Antonio Banderas, yeah. Right? I must have, like, on HBO and shit when I was young, because I've seen a lot of his, like, older, long-haired movies. I don't know. I'm assuming, no, because there's one where he's an assassin, but I think that's the movie Assassins, so.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they're good movies. Like, where are they? You just took pictures of them.
They're in my movie stash.
Yeah, that's all you got?
Yeah, my boss was giving me 4 free movies. I was kind of being rushed, so I was like,
yo,
I was like, yeah, I'll just take these two. These two look all right.
Can I just, like, let you borrow movies that I have that you should watch? Like, really dope movies?
Of course.
Because, like, I started watching movies on this bad boy.
There she is.
And, so what have I watched? Like, I watched Logan.
What'd you think?
Very, very, very different than what I thought it was going to be. I don't know if you remember what you thought you were getting into with Logan, but with everything I knew about Logan, it was not the movie I thought it would be. Like,
I don't remember much of it.
That's you with every movie.
Dude, it really is. It's so weird. But I was very emotional. I remember that.
Yeah, like, that was the whole thing. I didn't expect it to be... I don't know. I expected him to be a savage the whole time. But he was just... I mean, well, I don't know. It was the most savage Wolverine movie ever, dude. Like, that rated R was worth it. It was worth being able to see for the first time, like, how savage they can be with those claws.
But didn't he not have his powers in the movie?
You know, like, that's what I was wondering. And I think in the movie where he lost it, I guess he got it back at the end, right?
I don't think so.
Because he can still heal in this movie.
Can he?
Yeah, he still heals, but just not as well. So it's like, I don't know. It might not be our reality. And, like, Professor Xavier is fucking crazy. Like, literally. But, and the little girl, X-23, she kicked ass. I did not expect her to kick that much ass. Like, she was doing those fucking spins around people and shit. I loved it. It looked good. And, you said, it's like you said, the end got very, very emotional. I didn't expect it. But, well, yeah, that's kind of it. I don't know. Well, I watched other stuff, but I don't think you've seen them. Have you seen Atomic Blonde?
No.
Have you seen Superman versus Batman, Dawn of Justice?
That's a no.
Have you seen... I mentioned Get Out, and you haven't seen that, right?
Nope.
Okay. It covers all the grounds for now, because I watched Logan as well.
You gotta watch Keanu.
Okay. Will you remember any of it?
Nope.
Then you have to rewatch it, dude. Did you watch the new Tomb Raider?
I think so.
I don't remember if you did, but they announced
the... Yeah, I did.
They announced the second one.
They did.
You didn't know that, though.
I did.
You didn't, you liar.
I think I did.
Ah, jeez, where is it? Oh, there it is.
You will never find it.
Well, you'll never get this. What are you doing?
I'm getting it.
No, here. Oh, no. Actually, hold.
All right, y'all, this is now the Lou Show.
It's the Lou Show.
Right. Max was fired.
So.
Okay, I hired him again. He's smart.
He's smart. Because I write shit down, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the first thing, I only have, like, I got four facts. Don't look at that side. So.
Hold on.
That is a vehicle that we hear.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll take that. So the first fact. Did you know how the Easter, well, I don't, all right. Did you know where the Easter bunnies originated from? Because I don't think it's necessarily how.
It was the fact that bunnies giving birth in the springtime meant new life. So they started putting out eggs to represent new life.
Eggs? I guess you're... All right, it's just the transition. You made
bunnies
it.
Bunnies don't lay eggs.
There you go. That's what I was about to say. I'm like, I don't know if that's what you were getting at, because bunnies don't lay eggs. But I don't know if you're right. I don't know that part.
My sister's boyfriend just looked this up before.
All right, cool.
So, like, I don't know.
Well, I like I said, I have, like, where and when. Like, it originated in the medieval times, so, like, 1600s, and in Germany. And it came to America from the Dutch coming to Pennsylvania. So we started this shit. At least in this country. We popularized it. Dutch is like right under us. We're not Dutch, but it counts, right? Us Pennsylvanians being the origin of Americans' Easter. So that's that.
What? Where'd the bunny come from?
I don't know. I don't know that part. But the Easter bunny came from medieval times in Germany. And then the Dutch came to us in the 1700s and introduced it then.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only fact that I actually have. The rest of it's like more candy-oriented in a way. Nah, okay, two of them are. So the first one is that, believe it or not, Easter competes and occasionally wins for the highest candy sales in the year. It actually beats Halloween.
Really?
That's surprising to me.
It is really surprising, actually.
Like, obviously Halloween still wins sometimes, but they are constantly battling it out every year. And Easter does win. Like, it's not like it stays under the radar.
Do you like Halloween candy better or Easter candy better?
I don't like Easter candy almost at all. Like, there's an Easter chocolate bunny.
I feel like Easter is mostly chocolates.
Here's the kicker is the next one, and I'm not someone who likes these. Americans eat about 1.5 million peeps during Easter. That's actually not that many. Now I think about it, for how many people are in America.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting. I don't like them. Do you like them?
Not really.
I think they're too... I mean, they're just marshmallows. It's not really fun. They don't taste good to me. But that's, yeah, 1.5 million, and it beats Halloween. That doesn't make sense to me, because everybody buys chocolate on Halloween, right? Buys candy on Halloween. Not everybody buys Easter candy. So it's confusing as fuck. I almost want to know why. I want to see, like, exactly what sells the most. Because I don't think peeps... I don't know.
If only we had a graph.
Yeah, I mean, it's all you gotta do, though. It's the only way to make it. You gotta go to, like, you gotta put up a test and say what everyone says. We gotta make a poll, do rough estimates. And my last fact is, why does the date of Easter change? Because you realized it shouldn't be right now. Should have been last month. Do you know why?
It may have slipped my mind.
This was way, way more complicated than I thought it was. It's because that Easter falls on the first Sunday after the full moon, after the vernal equinox.
Of course, I knew that.
Yeah, like it just slipped your mind. That's like a ridiculous specification, if you ask me. But I was wondering why the fuck it took so long.
Why? Why does it occur then?
Yeah, I mean, why did they pick that time? It's a very good question. It has to do something with Jesus, I'm sure.
It must be. That must have been when he came back in, like, celestial time, you know?
Yeah. Like,
after the first... It was the first Sunday... Was it say first Sunday? First Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that all right. Just... You knew it all. You knew about the vernal equinox, though.
I knew about all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the Messiah.
All right. All right, so that's it with that.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're done with that paper. Why?
No.
Wait, what are you...
We're not.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's... You're like, no, there's another side, though. Yeah, no, it's not.
We talked about this already.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a shame.
So here's an interesting one. We're just gonna try this out. We can use a timer, and I don't know how we can do the timer. You can use your phone if you'd like. And I don't even know. I don't know how we're gonna start this, but we're pretty much gonna play a game where I am going to say a truth or a lie. And then you're going to have 60 seconds to ask me as many questions as you want to specify about this truth or lie. And you have to figure out whether or not I'm telling the truth or I'm lying.
Wait, we're going to try this.
Yeah. Why the fuck not?
All right.
All right, so I don't know how we're going to pick. Because I mean, like, I could just pick one.
Explain all the rules.
Well, that's... All right, the rules are I'm going to say something to you that I have either done or something that has happened to me. And then you can just ask questions about it, and I'll either be telling you truthful shit or lying to you completely. And you'll have to guess after 60 seconds whether or not I'm telling the truth or I'm just lying to your fucking face. How does that sound?
I can get on board with that.
All right, so I'll just pick one from the start, and let's, I will have to go into my notes in my phone.
Because
I
have, are you in airplane mode?
I am not. Good catch, Lou.
They don't call me Lou for nothing.
Yeah, just process that, guys. It'll make sense. Here we go. First one. I have spit in a person's drink as revenge.
What was the revenge for?
He was being a complete dick face.
Doing what?
He was just talking shit, and I was not really enjoying it. He was talking shitty to me and, like, being an asshole.
Where did this happen?
Someone's mom's house.
Someone's mom's house.
Yeah, and she threw parties a lot. No names.
So how did you spit in their drink?
I mean, he just wasn't by his drink, and I just wasn't, no one was really paying attention. I kind of grabbed it, and I just fucking spit in it.
What night did this occur?
This would be about 2013, I'd say.
Summer, fall, winter?
Probably summer.
All right, and what was the alcohol?
Beer.
All right.
You got one more? You could, if you could fit it. Nah, all right.
I'm going to say that that's true.
Louis thinks it is true. I don't know if it was because it was too much detail, if I was too confident with my answers, but that shit is a lie.
No.
I've never spit in someone's drink before. I sounded convincing as fuck, though, didn't I?
Yeah, do you remember when What's-His-Face peed in somebody's drink at that one party?
First name. Say, I don't know who you're talking about.
It was Marcus.
Was it?
Yeah, he peed in.
First names, whose drink?
He peed in a drink at Katie's house.
Oh, okay.
And then, like,
I wasn't there, and I know what you're talking about now.
Are you sure you weren't there?
No, I wasn't.
So a drink that
no. Yeah. No, I've never spit in anyone's drink, though.
But it was like an Arizona bottle or something. That's the thing. That's what it was.
Yeah. I was kind of prepared for completely different questions, but I just rolled with the punches. I'm surprised you didn't say who. Because, like, I had someone in mind.
I don't know if I could say who.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, like, I had a fake story. Just, like, when I wrote this one, I'm like, this one's going to be easy to lie to. That's why I did that for number one. I feel like that was an easy lie. But, all right. All right. So, number two.
I can't play this, dude.
I mean, you can play. I don't know if you have one. That was the whole thing.
No, I don't.
Like, we were going to prepare where he would have them as well. But for now, we're going to do it one-sided. Maybe unless you can think of one.
I just don't know if I'd be able to keep my cool. It's about to lie, you know?
You're not a good liar?
It's like a lying game. You got to keep lying as you go.
Or you just tell the truth.
That's true, too.
That's the whole thing.
Well,
you don't have one? I thought you were just about to. You looked like you were like, here we go.
All right, you want me to do one?
If you can think of one.
All right. When I was 15 years old, I drove a car without a license.
Ooh, whose car?
A friend of my brother.
Where was it?
It was from a house about 10 minutes away to my house.
What kind of car was it?
It was an old Jeep.
An old rustic Jeep. Oh, jeez. Who was in the car with you?
My brother's friend. It was actually his sister's car.
And he just let you drive the car? Did you ask?
I think he asked me if I wanted to.
And you're like, fuck yes.
I mean, yeah, I was like, why not? It was the middle of the night. I was 15. Ooh. I was like, screw it.
He was just dropping you and your brother off.
No, it was just me and him. We stopped at this girl's house so he could make out with her. Your time is up.
There's a reason why I did that last question. I tried to trick you and see if your brother was in the car. This is real.
It is real.
Yeah, see? I think if it was a lie, you would have tripped up right there at the end. Yeah, that was solid. I give that to you. All right, I'll do another one.
Man.
Okay. I once went into a flamingo enclosure in Cancun, Mexico, after hours.
Truth.
Okay, well, just, all right, you don't even need to press start. Yeah, I absolutely did that. Did I tell you that?
You freak.
Have I told you that?
You're a freak.
Have I told you that?
You're a freak.
You're a freak. Yeah, it's like, did I?
No.
You just knew I would have. That's just, all right, that's a fair thing. Can I go again?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I have been on a date with two people at once.
Who are they?
How about this? They both had the same name, and it wasn't my wife and someone else.
Where'd you meet them?
I met them both at completely different places.
Where?
I met one through a mutual friend. I met the other one through college.
How did the triple date conspire?
We went to the Sherman.
But how did they agree to this?
They didn't know about it.
So was it actually a triple date, or were you on a date with two different girls at once?
Well, that's what I said. I went on a date with two people at once.
And you were at the Sherman.
I was seeing, yeah, we were at a show at the Sherman. The Sherman.
The Sherman. You went to the Sherman together?
Yeah. Then.
Okay. Well, when was this?
Jub House. A little before Jub House. Maybe like 2 years or a year before Jub House. One more question.
No.
All right.
No more questions.
All right.
This is true.
The answer is that I have, in fact, went on a date with two people at one time without either of them knowing.
Yes!
And it was very difficult to do.
Very assassin-like of you.
It was very fun, and it wasn't rude, I don't think. Yeah, maybe.
No, that's adventurous.
Yeah, because, like, we were having a good time, and, like, it just would have been boring if I stood in the same place the whole time. So I just said, like, there were just other people there. And, like, I would just walk around sometimes. Be like, yeah, I'll be right back.
It can be looked at like it's rude, or it can be looked at like an adventure that you only live once.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've never done that again. But okay, you got one in mind? Thinking of a truth or a lie?
Can't really think of any.
All right. I'll go again if you want. I'll go two more times for it to be fair with the odds of whether it's a truth or a lie.
Have at it, mate.
All right. I once got a Christmas present and gave it to someone else as a Christmas present the next day.
Truth.
Why do you think that?
I think it's true.
It's false. It's absolutely false. I've not done that. It just sounds like a really childish thing to do that anyone could do. Okay. I'll just jump straight to another one. I was almost arrested by the cops when I was in first grade.
False.
Well, how about you ask questions? You really don't think that's possible for me?
No.
Why not?
Because you're not that bad.
You don't even know what it was for. You didn't ask what it was for, and then maybe it'd sound more plausible.
No. Not possible.
Why don't you think it's possible? You have 40 more seconds to verify whether or not you think it's possible.
What was it for?
It was for throwing water balloons at moving cars.
No, they weren't going to arrest you for that.
That's it? That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is a true story.
Damn it.
You were just stuck to it. I know you were thinking about it, weren't you? You're like, oh, this has to be. I really, because like, you got to realize, man, I know some of these, it was hard to dig for something you don't know about. But yeah, that was me, literally. That's all we did. We just, it happened a few times, and one person like swerved and stuff, and they called the cops, and they came up to us and told his parents, and like, it was a whole deal. But all right, how about, I have been invited to a girl's house overnight for what I thought was a hookup, but was actually because she thought I was gay.
Who was it?
Sam Hernandez. There's enough of those in the world.
Why did you think you were going to get a hookup?
Because she was very sexy toward me. She would like flirt with me and be very comfortable with me and touch me a lot when we would hang out.
How far did you have to drive for this?
I don't know where she lives. She lives like in Swiftwater area. So,
how far?
Oh, we're getting a little detail. She lives in Illinois, but let's pretend like it's only about 20 minutes away.
You're running my timer. How far?
About 20 minutes away.
Why did you choose 60 seconds as a timer, as a short timer?
All right, for one, because you're giving up immediately. You know, you got to at least do it. And secondly, because you can't ask too much, because if it's a lie, then there's a lot of peer pressure.
Did you hook up?
No, she thought I was gay.
Why did you think you were gay?
I guess because the way I carry myself.
That is true.
As it might sound, it is not.
Damn it.
That's not happened.
You trickster.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
You have these lies played out.
Well, because I'm trying to think of something that I have to be able to make sound possible, you know?
You're so good at this game.
I do. How about this? I've eaten a worm to impress a girl.
You have so many. Why were you eating this worm?
To impress this girl.
Why?
Because as a little kid, I thought it was cool.
Did eating this worm get you anywhere?
Absolutely not. I was in second grade.
Who was this girl?
Oh, man. I think her name was Holly. I don't really remember. I don't. It was at recess at school.
Where was this worm eating?
This was in the back playground of Franklin Elementary.
Where did you get the worm?
From the ground in the recess.
What kind of a worm?
Like an earthworm, the one with like the fat part on it.
Did you eat the whole worm?
Yes, fully.
Did you bite the worm?
Did I bite it? Yeah, I chewed it. I didn't just swallow it whole.
Did she watch you?
Yeah, I did it to impress her.
Who else was there?
I mean, like, just a bunch of kids, I guess. It wasn't, like, a huge crowd, but it was kids at recess who were close to me.
This did not happen.
But it sounded pretty convincing, didn't it?
It did.
All right. Yeah. All right, so I have two more lies and four more truths. I can do this either way still.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, no. Let me think. One, two, three. No, I have five more truths and three more lies. Okay. How about I have done a statue act in public for money and, like, gotten money from doing it, making a performer self.
What'd you do? Did you get the statue money thing?
You know what I'm talking about?
You said you got money from doing the statue performance?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about.
Where?
Poland.
When?
Very long ago, like back when I would go to Poland. So, I don't know. You tell me how old I'd be, like 12 maybe, 13.
And did you like paint yourself?
No.
Why not?
Because I was a little kid and I just wanted to make money being a little performer, so I would stand still.
And where in Poland was this?
Close to the Baltic Sea.
How much money did you make?
Probably $20.
Dollars is American.
Yes, I had to estimate it, so I would say like about 60 złota.
Złota, you say?
Złota. And some grosh. You don't even know what that is.
What was... I've said enough. This is false.
This is 100% true.
No! You did not.
I did when I was at camp. I would go and stand outside because it was such a popular spot. I literally did that, and I made money because I would just stand still. I just wouldn't move, and I'd be like, just not moving for a very, very long time, and people would just give me money. I don't know if they felt bad or what, but I did that. Okay, let's go with another one. I once lied to all my family and friends that I was attacked by dogs when I was a kid, so not here. But I told everyone.
Why did you tell people this?
I wanted to be cool.
What would have made you cool by being attacked by dogs?
It would seem like I was a man and I made it through a tough time.
What proof did you have that you were attacked by these dogs?
I had like some scratches on me from like branches of like in between trees and stuff. And like I branch scratches, and then I cut my shirt up with scissors.
Nobody believed you.
My parents didn't believe me. And okay, nobody believed me. Maybe everyone believed me.
And what? How many people did you tell this to?
I guess like my parents, and then my friends. So no one else. Now like a few other people.
What was their reactions?
My parents not believing me, and my friends saying, "Wow."
That did not happen.
That did happen.
Yeah.
And my God, anyone who would have believed me. I was stupid. Like, it was with scissors. So it literally looked like scissor cuts. Not like I was attacked by a dog. It looked like I cut it with scissors. I was such a stupid little child. Okay, how about...
All right.
I have one more of each, let's say. Nah, all right, how about this? I'll do one more. And, like, I'm looking at a truth and a lie, I'm just trying to pick which one I want to do.
Sounds good.
So I'm saying, how about... I once broke an ex-girlfriend, but, like, a girlfriend's phone on our first date.
How?
I dropped it.
And... what happened?
And it smashed, and the phone went like half black, you know, with like the weird shit when it cracks.
What kind of phone?
I don't know at all, but it was like still smartphone. It was still big screen. It wasn't an iPhone.
Why did you have the phone?
She handed it to me.
What time of the year was it?
Probably winter time.
Why did you drop the phone?
Because I'm a clumsy, shitty fucking boyfriend.
Whoa, was she mad?
Absolutely, but she pretended that she wasn't.
Did she break up with you?
Immediately. It was our first and last date.
Where did you go?
To the mall, Stroud Mall.
True.
False, motherfucker! Ooh, see, I made it small. I made it like a not hard lie to make it seem like my life isn't dramatic. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of just threw an answer out there. I should have said false.
I feel like you believed it.
I was just like, yeah, it could be true.
You would have gotten me.
It wouldn't surprise me with you. It seems true.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. That's why like some of these I thought weren't too bad, you know, like the eating a worm to impress a girl. I thought that, you know, and you thought that was real, right? I think you thought that one was real. I don't remember. We're already too far past it.
I thought that one was false.
The Christmas present giving to someone else. Because it's just simple. Honest, that's the thing. I can't think of an extravagant. That's the best way to get my tell, but I'm going to change that now. is that I either say something super dramatic that you doesn't sound real, and that's usually my life, and then the stuff that sounds not too crazy is just bad lies that I've made. Look, eating a worm to impress a girl, broke a phone on the first date, got a Christmas present, gave to someone else, invited to a girl's house. That one was pretty good. The girl's house and the gay one.
I'll do one.
You got one? Yeah. Hell yeah. I thought it was. Hell yeah. All right, give it. I want it.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Me either.
All right. When I was a child, I almost drowned.
Ooh. How young were you?
I was probably like 3 or 4.
So you don't remember it?
It's vague. A vague memory.
Okay, so that's like, is that like the oldest memory you have and it scared you? And like, is that how it goes?
What did I do?
Don't press anything. But
it's probably not my oldest memory.
Okay, who saved you?
My Aunt Lucy. No, my mom. I don't remember. I think it was my mom.
Where were you?
This happened in New York.
Like, where, though? In a beach or in a pool?
It was in a pool at my grandmother's house.
Why? Oh, fuck. I had one more important question.
That's a short timer, mate.
It is. You're right. It's on this side, it feels really short.
But it's a long show.
Sounded super convincing, but now I think you're just trying to throw me off. Now you sounded so convincing, so I have to say true.
It is true.
Oh man, yeah, dude, I'm like, whoo. Alright, I'm just gonna throw over it. Unless you got another
Here's
one.
Another one.
Alright, fuck yeah.
One time, my uncle's dog bit my foot so hard, and yeah, that's what that happened.
How old were you?
Is this playable?
Yeah.
Like 10, 9.
How hard did it bite? It's so hard. Just so hard.
Okay, so.
Alright, don't waste time. How hard did it bite?
What? We're not on the timer yet.
What do you mean? I'm asking questions about it.
Hard. I ripped the door off the fridge in the backyard.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
No, it's not.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Wait, is it true or false? I don't know. I don't understand now. Yes or no? I already made my decision.
It's true.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, you wouldn't have just jumped steer clear from that story. It's like, yeah, I broke a fridge door off. Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, I could have been really bullshitting, yeah.
I once tumbled down the stairs, like, fighting with my sister, throwing punches.
What was the argument about?
I don't remember.
Who broke up the fight?
I don't remember.
Where was the house?
It was this house. I think we broke it up. Technically, my sister, but I'd say I won.
This was a fist fight.
Yes.
Full on combat.
Down the stairs.
How old were you?
Children. So, like, 12.
Did anybody get hurt?
Yes.
How bad? Who?
Both of us, bad bruises and aches.
What time of day?
After school.
This is false.
This is false. You are correct.
Cha-ching.
I thought it was kind of, I was, I don't know if you saw. Yeah, I wasn't doing too hot with the truths. All right. Got any?
I did, but I forgot what it was. It was a good one, too.
Well, I thought this was fun, and maybe we should try this again. I don't know how much I can pull out from my past or how many lies I can come up with. Those both are equally hard. I'm not going to lie. I know it can be not too substantial things. I was going to say substantial. That's not a word, is it? Sustainable. Whatever. So that's that. Did we have anything else to talk about?
The Savage Race.
We can talk a bit about... See, but here's the main thing about this Savage Race, guys. We don't know much about it. I just want you guys to imagine a marathon.
It's not that long.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's 6 miles. And it's pretty much... I don't know. It's like a not as difficult triathlon. No, it doesn't even make sense. It's like an obstacle course marathon.
I think it's like an obstacle course based Spartan race / Tough Mudder type deal.
Yeah, you should have said that from the start. I'm just like trying to... I could not even figure out what to compare it to. But it seems cool. It's kind of up our alley. We've always been into stuff like this.
So this is what I was talking about. There's two different races. There's the standard course and the Blitz short course.
All right. Oh, it says the other one's new, so I'm wondering if that's, you know, only for this year. I'm curious about prices. See, yeah, those are some prices.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's around $100. But I don't know what these differences are. Saturday only.
Due to extreme obstacle, an additional $15 mandatory insurance fee will be added. Must be 13 or older.
What the fuck?
And the next one's the same thing. So they're just extra $15 on top of that price.
9 a.m. competitive heat.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, and then I don't know what this is either.
I think those are the easier ones.
Savage Junior.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I dig that. One free spectator pass is included. More than that, give us more money.
Savage Blitz registration. Savage Blitz Pro registration.
So,
I don't know what the difference is, but...
Well, that's the main thing. They're not going to tell you.
I think we want this one.
What I have to imagine is a lot of crawling in mud, a lot of going over obstacles, probably some swimming is involved.
There's got to be a video we could watch here.
Of a previous one?
Yeah, right?
I mean, maybe. But I do know...
2019.
I do know enough about it, and I've seen some of the... I've heard of the obstacles from, you know, people who I know who have done it. But... So, it seems like something that'd be super fun. So, yeah, it's like rope walls that are... I guess that guy shouldn't have fell, if we're going to be honest.
They're carrying logs.
Carrying logs. Oh, I don't want to do that. Swimming. There we go. Some crawling. Ooh.
Climbing on their barbed
wire. All right. We got some Ninja Warrior stuff with, like, using, like, ball trapeze shit. Slides. See, they even make it fun, too.
David Jones locker. What is that? It's a pit.
I guess so. Yeah. Just jump into water.
Colossus
is a rope wall that you have to... Oh, you gotta run up to get to the rope. I guess that's actually the hardest part. And there's a slide. I wonder if it's actually the same. I wonder if they make it the same every year.
That would help people. I'd be like, come on!
Yeah, so then they got, like, ropes. They look like cat of nine tails hanging from the ceiling that you have to grab. That looked insane. Like, rolling a wheel to, like, pull a tire?
A lot of swinging, it looks like.
Yeah, a lot of bars.
We can so do that, dude.
Yeah.
That looks easy.
Yeah.
Super duper easy.
Apparently people do give up. A lot of people do. Because you gotta imagine like 6 miles of that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think we should hop on board with it.
My only thing.
I'll load them right now.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
We gotta decide to do it so that way we can start our training. How's your one punch man workout been going? Don't tell me you failed the challenge.
I did. But I planned.
Come on, man.
But the funny thing is, like, I did it kind of on accident. So I'm going to start over again.
Why?
I'm going to start over. I'm going to go straight from one again.
You gotta do it, man.
I know.
It's a challenge.
I know.
You're going to see the results.
I know. I messed up. But like I said, like,
get ready for the race,
like,
man.
It was literally, like, midnight, and I was like, oh, no, I didn't do it. And I couldn't. I couldn't leave my house because I have Samson, so I couldn't just go running, and the treadmill's in his room. So I was like, oh, I can't do it right now. So I couldn't even go running.
Did you at least do your...
No, I was laying in bed, so
did
I just...
Did you do your push-ups and stuff?
No, so I just
Damn
told...
Damn it, man.
I know, so I just told myself, I'm going to start over. I'm not going to give up.
When are you going to start over?
Tomorrow.
You better.
I'm not going to lie. If I knew how much free time I'd have between, like, Easter dinner and coming here, if I, like, knew I'd have a big window, I probably would have started today, but I just vegged out for a little while. I wrote down some stuff, and I watched a lot of late night where I got this idea, actually. It was Jimmy Fallon. He does something like this. But, yeah, so Savage Rays. We should do it. I don't know about this year. Next.
What?
I don't think I can do it this year. I don't have the money.
This is months from now. We got this.
I mean, months. Oh, it's 2 months, but we'll talk about it. But you
brought
you know.
This up, man. We got to do this.
It's just the timing.
Come on, man. It's now or never.
All right. I'll see if I can work
it's
some
now
shit
or
out.
Never.
But, yeah, so that's been our episode.
Instead of getting another one of these, you can get one of these.
Yeah, well.
Is this the whole episode?
Yeah, it's the whole episode.
What? We got so much more to talk about.
What do you have left to talk about?
Well, we had to talk about the Savage Race. And we had to talk about Robin Hood. And
we've talked about both those things so far. Let's keep
going.
We
had to do your lie segment.
There we go. That's three. And then there was Easter.
There's always Easter.
Yeah, well, we are at the end of our episode, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately. It's so great that your enthusiasm's up there, though.
But there's so much more to talk about.
There's so much more that we can talk about.
We'll record another episode after this.
Exactly. Oh, this is the Daily Double. Ding, 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 ding. So you guys have a wonderful day. Subscribe and all of that bullshit, which is... super cheesy to say every time.
And even though this will be aired weeks after Easter, I hope you all had a happy Easter.
Yes. Happy Easter, everybody.